Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to mortgage protection, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Now, Thua Housing provided homes for more than 7,000 people across 16 local authorities last year. Nearly 2,500 homes were delivered in 2023, according to the not-for-profit body, and more than 450 cost rental homes have been delivered to date. In its latest annual report, Thua said that despite the challenges of inflation and the rising cost of living, it's making progress towards addressing the historic shortage of homes in Ireland. Earlier, I asked Sean O'Connor, who's the chief executive of Thua Housing, how those numbers were achieved given the high costs in the construction sector.
There are difficulties, but I would say that working in partnership with all our key stakeholders, the state, local authorities, private sector, funders, it is achievable. Our average cost per home last year was €330,000. We think that's not bad going. And that was a mix of direct construction, forward purchase schemes with developers, joint ventures and such like. The majority of the stock was in urban areas, and the majority was probably in Greater Dublin and Leinster.
So €330,000 as an average cost to build is not too bad at all. Is there anything in your mind that could bring costs down for you?
Well, what we think of Thua is that costs do need to come down. We need to improve scheme viability. Now, last year, we were on the receiving end of interest rate increases. So the cost of borrowing, of course, went up for the association, which makes viability harder to achieve. The cost of building apartments rose very significantly over the last couple of years. I am pleased to see stabilization in the cost delivery. Cost of land is very stable. Our average usually doesn't exceed 15% of the gross development value of the scheme. So that's showing that, you know, there's probably little land speculation occurring. I mean, going forward, we think it's critical, though, that the prices are mitigated, price rises are mitigated. We think the delivery of cost rental as a tenure will help achieve that, because the more cost rental homes come into the market, people are going to move out of private rented into them. It will free up private rental, hopefully introduce some competitive tension into that sector of the market.
Why you're moving into that space as well? I mentioned that you have 450 cost rental homes delivered to date. The average rent in those cost rental homes, I believe, is just over 1,200. How is that received by tenants? And is there any way of making that even more affordable, in your opinion?
That's what we're striving to do. Look, for the majority of people, that's a very significant discount on what they'll be paying. And of course, we offer it's a very different offering to the private sector. Our tenants have lifelong security in those homes, and they have absolute certainty over what their rents are going to be in future years. The scheme is indexed to it 2% a year increase to help us manage and maintain the properties. They're all brand new homes, they're all A-rated, so they're very efficient in terms of energy consumption. So what we do see, though, in the future, about maybe 40% of our homes have been delivered through some form of modern method of construction, typically off-site factory construction. And we think that's where the future really lies, to try and reduce or control or introduce price stability into the market.
Really? Would that speed up delivery
control
as well?
It would, of course, speed up delivery, And we find that some of our sites, including apartment schemes, we had a scheme in Kiltearn in Dunleary, where we delivered 75 apartments in less than 12 months from them breaking into the ground. And that was done, there was a lot of off-site manufacturing in that scheme. So it is possible. It is definitely possible. The problem is it needs to scale up. It needs to be more investment. There needs to be more research investment. And in effect, construction as an industry probably is a laggard with regard to innovation and technical innovation when you look at other industries. And we do think that's where the real cost savings will be.
And whose responsibility, Sean, is it to speed things up?
Well, I think it's everyone's responsibility who have an interest in housing the people of Ireland. So clearly government are interested and they are investing in the Housing for All plan. You can see the numbers increasing. It's clear from all recent research and the Housing Commission report and the SRI that we need more homes. One of the things about factory production is there's a big quality control issue. But they do need scale in order to bring price down. Okay. So that's where we're hopeful. And there are green shoots now of price stability in construction inflation and the price of materials and the price of labour.
Well, so let's hope you're right about those green shoots. Before I let you go, really briefly, 2,500 or thereabouts homes delivered by Thua in 2023. What's your target for 24?
Our target is to break the 3,000 home barrier. We have strong support from our local authority partners, our private partners, and critically our funding partners. Many of those homes are, well, of course, actually all those homes in the 3,000 are actually on site at the moment. Mm-hmm. We are going to be trying our hardest to ensure that we do deliver those 3,000 homes, because there's a lot of people, young and old, who need a stable environment at an affordable rent.
So let's hope you do break the 3,000 mark this year. Sean O'Connor, Chief Executive of Thua Housing, thank you very much indeed for joining us.